Okay, this says, I hate to talk on stage. Her ex still be smashing while you asking, how was your day? I mean, yeah, really what it come down to is all that texting, good morning, beautiful. How was your day? What you getting into tonight? What's your favorite color? Man, don't get into that. That texting shit, nah. When you trying to link up. And it don't gotta be like on some Netflix and chill shit, but like when you trying to link up, I'm trying to link up with you a few times to get to know you. I'm not trying to be texting you back and forth all day. Cause there's some man in your life probably that's blowing your back out without having to send flirty texts. He just sent one text, like, leave the door open for me. So yeah, don't box yourself in the texting buddy zone. Yeah, don't do that.
What's your buddy count? Are you gonna post this on TikTok? No, probably not. 74?
74?
What's your buddy count?
8.5.
Okay, I don't know what's more disturbing. The fact that her body count is 74 or that his is 8.5. What's the half, bro? You just put the tip in? Like, what's the half? I don't think the half counts. Whatever you meant by the half, I don't think it counts. A lot of times, if the woman is attractive, just assume it's in the triple digits as far as body count. If she attractive in modern times, assume 100 off top. Just assume it. And I don't know why she asked, oh, is this going to be on TikTok? You should be proud. You know, you're a strong, independent woman, and it's your body. You could do what you want with it. What's wrong with having sex with 75 guys, right? You a modern woman. You a feminist. You shouldn't have any shame in your game. But see, all these women know it's shameful to have sex with 100 fucking guys. Regardless of what they say on their TikToks or on their social media, they know it's wrong. They know it's disgusting. They know they're a cum dumb. They know it. They know that's not something to be proud of. They know that that's not something that's making their family proud.
He's only tough with women.
Because you're trying to play me, that's why we're here.
Look, you don't have to.
Why you touch me again, I'm gonna knock your little ass out. Fucking talking about. You better know what I'm gonna do to him. It's your fault. Everything your fault. You better not say.
Well, look. Any man with green pants and a flower hat, I'm not taking him too serious anyway when it comes to anything. But let's continue.
Shit. I'm gonna knock his ass out.
By all means.
Ooh. How you doing today, sir? My name is Jeremy. I'm here to talk about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
No, I'm straight.
Now, here's the thing. A lot of guys try to play that tough guy shit. But they pick and choose when they pull it out. You know, they pull it out when you at work and they know you can't punch them or you're going to lose your job, not be able to feed yourself and your kids. That's when a lot of dudes try to play tough because they in a safe environment. Or other guys, they try to play tough with dudes they know they could beat or they think they know they could beat. Never underestimate anybody. I don't care how corny they look, how weak they look, how scrawny they are. You never know who know Tai Chi or whatever the fuck that shit is. You never know who knows some type of secret military move to fucking kill you with one pinky. You never know. But here go my thing. If you're going to play tough guy, you got to keep it consistent. You know, what's your rules when it comes to being ready to fight? Don't change them if it's a situation with Mike Tyson. You got to keep that same energy. You can't forfeit your manhood just because a motherfucker's 6'5", 250 pounds. See, me, I just play it cool. I try to avoid problems, whether I think I can beat you up or I can't beat you up. I just try to play it cool and avoid problems. If you want to consider yourself a stand-up dude, it should be some consistency in that area and really every area of life. So in this situation, hey, follow through, bro. Follow through with that tough shit.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Oh, this is your wife. I'm so sorry, you guys. You guys have a great day. Bullshit.
And that's how a lot of women play it off. If she get caught with a guy, she'd come up with some shit like that. Like, oh, he was just trying to tell me about some insurance. He an insurance guy. Oh, yeah, I know he in regular clothes, but this was supposed to be his day off, and they called him in when he was out and about. They'll come up with anything. And if you're not keeping your eyes peeled, you know, you might get tricked and played. And you might have shook the hand of the dude that your girl was fucking behind your back based on the fake story she told you.
I, 25F, have been dating this guy,
33M, for 9 months now. He's amazing and I'm head over heels for him and he's the same for me. My boyfriend had a tough past, he had a rough upbringing and spent some time in prison over a decade ago. Once he got out, he turned things around and managed to build a very good life for himself.
You notice, like, they can't just get a guy who's been good his whole life. Like, even when they realize that dating assholes and bad boys is bad, they still want a reformed bad boy. Like, bad boy has to be in there somehow, some way. Shit is just so fucking stupid. And another thing I want to point out, never be head over heels for a woman. That's her position, to be head over heels. You need to stay sharp and keep your logic on point and keep your leadership on point. When you head over heels, that shit starts to slip. But let's continue.
I found out about his past on our third date. I asked him about a small tattoo on his arm, which turned out to be a tattoo of the date he was released from prison.
Oh God.
None of that mattered to me because it was in the distant past. I briefly mentioned it to my sister one day and did not go into any details about it. My sister and I have always shared things about the guys we date and I always thought it would stay between us. Or so I thought. On Sunday.
But if he was a nice guy, you know, if he would have had the wrong brand of shoes on, she would have never seen him again. But when an attractive bad boy come along and he tell you that he just got out of prison, you know, he got prison tattoos and dates that he was released all the times he been in jail and shit, that's cool. You're going to get out of pass. I get it.
I introduced my boyfriend to my parents for the first time. We went over to their house for dinner and everything was going well until my dad brought up at the dinner table the fact that my boyfriend had spent time in jail. It blindsided my boyfriend and I. I did not tell them about it beforehand, so I immediately realized it must have been my sister. My parents proceeded to question him about all that, asking.
Okay, if you want something to be a secret, then just don't tell anybody. That's the only way it's going to truly be a secret. Once it leaves your lips, it's not a secret no more. Just expect that it's going to be told. I made that mistake plenty of times. I learned my lesson.
Why he was in there and making jokes like it takes a certain someone to go to jail and you don't go to jail for no reason. Those things were said in a jokingly way, but it felt condescending and I'm sure my boyfriend felt it too.
I mean, they right. Your parents probably just have common sense. I mean, I wouldn't have did that. I think they wouldn't have bothered in a rude way. But these are the things that should have been running in your head when, you know, you was on a date with him. But, you know, your pussy was talking and doing the thinking for you. But yeah, women never want to listen to their parents, even though their parents are usually going to tell them what's right.
We ended up cutting dinner short and I had an individual conversation with my dad and basically told him that what they did wasn't cool and that I was mad. He kept saying they were joking, but it didn't feel that way. I apologized to my boyfriend on our way home and he just said, "It's okay, babe, it's to be expected." He said it in a defeated way, which told me that he was hurt. He never said this to me, but I imagine that being judged over one's past, especially when you've built a great life for yourself, must feel awful. I feel so guilty for all of this, and although he seems fine, I feel like it affected him more than he wants to tell me. I don't know what to do. I regret not being more vocal when all of it was happening. I'm not good at confrontations. I've been thinking of calling my parents and telling them they need to apologize to him as soon as possible, but my sister, who I confronted, says I should let some time pass and make them apologize next time we see each other, which is God knows when. What should I do?
If your family doesn't approve, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. You're grown, right? So if that's something you feel that strongly about, see if your family will eventually come around. But if not, hey, you may have to pick having a close relationship with your family or this jailbird.